This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. A bill at the State House would prohibit discrimination based on gender identity. Meanwhile, President Trump has rescinded protections for transgender students that had allowed them to use bathrooms at schools that correspond to their gender identity. While politicians debate, some transgender advocates push for what they're calling equal rights. Among those advocates is 15-year-old Emily Fishbaugh. She's transgender and living in Northampton, New Hampshire, and she joins me now via Skype. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So on the national stage, this issue has been referred to as sort of the bathroom debate. But I imagine for you, Emily, this is about more than just the bathroom one chooses to use at school. Is that correct?
Yeah. It's more about just being treated equally, and I don't want to be defined by what's between my legs. You know what I mean? I've definitely struggled with people understanding who I am, and a lot of people have been confused with my gender identity and just the way I act, because a lot of people just can't really wrap their head around it.
What do you do to help people sort of wrap their head around it?
Well, I definitely explain my story and how, well, when I was a lot younger, I was so miserable being called a boy and dressing like a boy and just looking masculine because I did not feel masculine at all. And I just tell people, imagine you being put in the wrong body too, just like kind of my situation.
Do you find that people think it's a choice?
Some people do ask me, they're like, when did you choose to be transgender? And I tell people, like, I didn't choose to be trans. It's just how I feel. I am a girl, and that's how I identify.
President Donald Trump has rescinded some protections that were granted under the Obama administration. What is it, if anything, you would like President Donald Trump to know about transgender people and what they have to go through?
All trans people are just like everyone else, and we deserve to be treated just like any other human because we are like everyone else. We go to the bathroom just like everyone else, and that's all we do in the bathroom. We mind our own business.
And that seems to get at the argument that some have made against legislation like the one that's the piece that's being debated in the House, which is that, you know, sexual predators could use this legislation as a cover to do their nefarious things that they want to do. What do you think when you hear that argument?
Sometimes it sickens me because I've heard people say, like, I don't want a man in the bathroom with me. And I just think, do I look like a man? Do I seem like a man? Because if anyone saw me in the bathroom, I know they wouldn't say anything. They wouldn't know.
It sounds like this is a larger conversation about gender and what it means
yeah.
to be male or female.
Mm-hmm. It's not a choice. And you can definitely tell when someone has been fairly transitioned by how they act and how they look. And that's obviously different for everyone because everyone has a different journey.
You recently testified in favor of the bill here in New Hampshire that would prohibit discrimination based on gender identity. That's House Bill 478. What was that experience of testifying like for you?
At first I was kind of nervous just because it's a huge thing. Like, this can affect New Hampshire as a whole, and it's definitely a positive thing for me, because I don't want to be discriminated against at work or in housing or anything like that. And I don't want to be kicked out of anywhere just because of my gender identity.
Well, Emily, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
That's Emily Fishbaugh. She's a student living in Northampton, New Hampshire, who recently advocated for a bill at the State House that would prohibit discrimination based on gender identity.